Governor Earl Ray Tomlin is proposing a $14 million cut to the state's higher education budget this year. That's on top of the previous cuts Concord University president Kendra Bogus says have had a major impact on her university. Bogus explains why she believes higher education is a target for state lawmakers.
We are not one of those budgetary areas that can go without being cut. I mean, there are certain things like public education, K-12. In the code, it mandates a certain amount be spent on those schools, but we're not in that, and so we are one of the areas that can be cut when the budget hasn't been met.
As a response to the budget cuts, many universities and colleges in the state have increased tuition. A report in May 2015 from the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy said schools have increased tuition by 32% since the 2007-2008 school year. Ted Bettner, the center's executive director, suggests the state raise money by closing tax loopholes.
You get your hair cut today, you're not going to pay a sales tax at the barber, but if you, buy a book at the bookstore, you're going to pay sales tax. So I think we have to make sure that we're treating everybody fairly. And we also, when we look at tax increases, that we don't just think about taxing low and moderate income families, but that we also point to the people who've got the most out of economic growth over the last 30 years. And those are the people in the top 1%, top 5%. And I think we need to ensure that they're paying an adequate share.
Lawmakers on the House Finance Committee are planning to look closely at legislation that could help improve the budget for higher education institutions. But many say it's still too early to say what specifically they'll propose. Delegate Eric Nelson of Kanawha County is the House Finance Chairman.
Balance this budget. I mean, there's revenue measures, there's cuts. Can we move other funds around? We're going to look at anything.
Nelson adds in a tight budget year, his committee will be looking for creative solutions to fund more than just higher education. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.